Short Poppy Syndrome, episode 10. Double digits, 1-0. I'm pretty proud of myself. I didn't think I'd make it to 10, so this is pretty cool. So that little intro there was by Chase Moore. He's an up-and-coming DJ. So thanks, Chase. Hope you don't mind me using your song like that. So this is... and the song's called Get Down. So this is probably just going to be a short episode, because I just noticed my feed has the little exclamation mark next to it in iTunes, so I just wanted to try to put something on my feed to see if it's working or what the story is. Hopefully it's not broken, because I have no idea how to fix it. So today, I went snowboarding. It was, the end of exam week, so our school, we had a school trip to Blue Mountain, which is a big snow resort here in Toronto. And it was most of the gang that went to Tremblant, so it was a lot of fun. I wasn't planning on going at first because I had the play on tonight, but I found out that there was a bus coming back early, so it turned out that I could go, so I went. And it was a lot of fun. I was a bit nervous about my wrist, so I started off going down like Easy Street and the Graduate, like just the green runs that they have there. And did a couple of runs of that, and I thought, felt like, yeah, I know it. This isn't so bad. So then I went on to Tranquility, that's like my favourite run there at Blue Mountain. It's usually not very busy, so that's where I like to hang out, Tranquility. So yeah, I did a few runs down Tranquility, and that kind of got a bit boring. So then I went on to Memory Lane, it's not a bad run either, but there are just a couple of steep slopes on it, which you've got to be careful on. And conditions weren't really great. Like, it was actually snowing today while we were there, but it was kind of a wet snow. So mostly it was, like, just slushy, but there were a couple of icy patches. But anyway, so I went down Memory Lane once, and no worries, it was fine. Went down again, and this time I completely overcompensated on a turn, and ended up having a pretty nasty fall. Didn't hurt my arm, which was good, but ended up going back to Tranquility for the rest of the day. And then that was only till 1:30. Had to come home at 1:30. And then tonight we had the play, show number 3. So yeah, after tomorrow night it'll be all over. So I have two lines, right? And so my two lines are, the second line is, I didn't take the cup. That's it. And my first line is, he gets treated like a prince and we get treated like chopped liver. So tonight, like in the first act, came to do my line and I froze. Well, I froze for a good 5 seconds, which is a long time, 5 seconds. And then I said, he gets treated like chopped liver instead of, So that wasn't too good. I don't know if anybody noticed in the audience, but I felt like a bit of an idiot. So I think that has officially ended my career as an actor. I think if we do any more plays, I'll just be an extra or something. So yes, I'm gonna play a promo now. This is for Shed Trolls podcast, The Demented Random Guy. It's quite a funny podcast he has, so here is the promo for his podcast.
Hey there, I'm Shed Troll, and I have made my own podcast, the Demented Random Guy Podcast. In this podcast, I will go around and... Why you should have banned you up?! Thank you! Oh, thank God, right. In the Demented Random Guy Podcast, I will blabber, play a bit of positive music, and basically make this world a slightly more demented place. drgpodcast.blogspot.com. That's drgpodcast.blogspot.com, where the most demented and random things on earth collide.
And I really do recommend his podcast. It's quite funny, quite random. So I think it's time for some comedy. And so I'm going to play a clip from Ricky Gervais' podcast. I really have been enjoying it. I've listened to each episode like quite a few times each. And so it's like a 12-part series, unfortunately, and I think he's up to episode 8 already. So here's a clip.
But we talked about the washing up thing before, haven't we, when we stood there washing up. And I sort of look out of a window, so the sink's in front of the window.
Yeah.
And that's why I quite like washing up, because I can just look out onto the street, see people going past. There's like a local homeless fella called Franco. You know, I look out that he's all right and everything.
Sure.
But I was looking across the way, right, and there's some some Chinese people who live on in a flat, right, really small flat, and they're up till all hours. I don't know what they're doing. But they decide to back up at about 3:30 in the morning, and they're always really noisy in that. But above them, there was some woman, right, who the sort of bedroom is on par to our kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sort of washing up.
Yeah.
And I sort of look across and see this woman with, no pants on and that, no bra on that.
Naked?
Yeah, just...
That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah, she's just wandering about, you know, on that. So I was like, oh, what's going on here? So I carried on washing up and that, right? And kept looking, and then I was looking and she looked at me, right? So we made eye contact.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, God, right? So, what I thought the best thing to do was sort of drop me pants a little bit. just a little bit. Just like, you know, I had boxer shorts on and that. I thought if I just show a little bit of sort of arse cheek, then it's kind of like, right, we quits.
Right? I don't understand the thinking.
So Suzanne's watching the telly, right? I think she was watching Sex in the City or something.
Yeah.
She sort of turns around to see how I'm getting on with the washing up. Right, she sees me with like my pants sort of down a little bit with my arse out. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Don't look now." I said, "But there's a woman over the road, right? With no pants on and that." She caught me looking. I'm just giving her a bit back.
I love the fact that he explains the rules, and Suzanne's meant to go, "Okay,
that makes sense." But I don't. So hang on. So you showed a bit of your arse. You turned presumably to show the arse, or waggled the arse at the woman.
I had to lift it up a little bit on the sort of on the draining board.
What? Hang on though. What did she do? Did you register her reaction when she saw a bit of your arse? What happened?
When she saw my arse,
yeah.
Well, then I wasn't looking because I thought, in a way, I don't want it to look like, well, I've seen a bit of your stuff, here's a bit of mine. I just thought, at the end of the day, I caught a glance of you.
It's only fair.
You've had a bit back. You know, I'm not
you see,
making a big deal out
of
it.
I genuinely think James Stewart missed a trick here in Rear Window.
Yeah.
This would have been, you know, a much better film had James Stewart just popped his pants down.
It would have given a whole new meaning to the title Rear Window.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tricky, though. I seem to be surrounded by people like that. Because I've told you before, there's the old woman across the way who's just sat there reading a book. I look through everybody's windows like that. Remember that film, that Sliver or something?
Okay, right.
When they've got video cameras.
Yeah.
I'm just looking onto everybody's world and just seeing what people are getting up to. There's nothing wrong with that.
Brilliant.
That's why I like washing up.
That is awesome. So that is Ricky Gervais from The Office, the British version of The Office. Yeah, there's a new American version, I guess. And to be honest, I've only seen it like here and there, bits and pieces of, haven't like seen a whole episode. I keep meaning to, but I don't know, I'll probably end up getting it on DVD, I think, because it's the guy from the 40-year-old version, so I'm sure it's pretty good. And yeah, so washing dishes, that's my job, man. I'm not a big fan. Actually, we have a dishwasher, I don't really have much to complain about. It's a pretty easy job. Especially, back in Australia, we had a dishwasher, but I guess because water's a bit... people don't really use that dishwasher much in Australia because there's, like, a shortage of water. Water restrictions, I mean. So I used to have to wash it by hand. But now we have that dishwasher, and I still, like, procrastinate and hate doing it. Even though it only takes, like, literally less than 5 minutes to do, I still... Like, I'll see my mum... And she'll be making herself a cup of tea, and then she'll make herself another cup of tea, and I'll see you get a coffee cup out, and I'll think, really, do you need to get another coffee cup? That's like an extra cup I'm going to have to put away. So anyway, yesterday I got my English essay results back. Last week we had to hand in an English essay. It was pretty stupid. It was, so we were doing Hamlet, right? And so we had to write an essay that was like... in the perspective of like a third person, like the story of Hamlet, we had to write an essay in the perspective or from the third point of view of Hamlet's cat. That's right, I said cat, like meow. So we had to write a story about what a cat thinks about Hamlet. It's probably the stupidest, like, essay, like, anything for school I've ever had to do. But anyway, I did it, and I really tried to do a decent job. And I got an A-, so that I was happy with that. One thing, when I got it back, there was a sentence, which was, the sentence was, the cook served dinner in the kitchen. No, served breakfast in the kitchen. But I accidentally, unfortunately, spelt the word cook as cock. Yeah, the sentence was, the cock served breakfast in the kitchen. And yeah, my English teacher, she circled the word cock in red. So I don't know if that's what got me the minus. That's the only comment I got on the whole English essay. I don't really like my teacher. She doesn't give you any feedback. But anyway, I'm a bit mad about Microsoft Office. You'd think there would be like a school mode. I mean, I know that cock is a word, so you can't it's not going to get picked up by spell checker, but there should be a school mode, I think, in Microsoft Office. So if you put the word cock or something like that in a school essay, it should give you a flag to say, hang about, did you really mean to put the word cock in your essay? Because, yeah, and, okay, I probably should have proofread it, right? So it's my fault too. So anyway, I think I might just quickly do NAF stuff and wrap this up. So this isn't even really NAF. It's kind of borderline NAF. But it's Survivor. Survivor's back. And I'm not sure what season this is. I think it's well and truly above 10, I think. I should check. But anyway. So I stopped watching Survivor quite a while back. But I'm in a pool for Survivor. With my at work, we all have to pick who's going to be voted off the island each week, and we get a point. And at the end of the season, the winner gets like $50 or something. This is with work. So yeah, I find it's fun to not watch the show and still try to guess, usually by by people's names, who's going to get voted off. But I did actually watch it last night, it was on. And it seemed pretty interesting this time. They've got four tribes now, and they're trying different things. Yeah, they separated the younger men and younger women and older men, older women. And they've got an exile island, so I don't know, I might watch it, I'm not sure yet. So I'll keep you posted whether Survivor is enough. I'm going to play a song now, and it's The Kooks, which I think is an awesome name for a band. That's actually my nickname that my brother has for me. He calls me a kook. So here is The Kooks with She Moves in Her Own Way. Thanks for listening, and okay, have a good weekend.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things.